I'd like to be mevarer the Shitas Marishonim with regard to the definition of Shoita, and in particular the halakha of a Shoita l'dover echod with regard to Nesinas HaGet. The Mokar HaDvorim is the Sukhi and Chagigi Gimel HaMadeis, Tana Rabbanon, a Zehu Shoita Hayut Yechidi B'Laylo, Balon B'Beis HaDvorim, the Makareya et Ksusa. The Gemara in Chagigi gives us three simonim of a Shoita. The Yoyti Yechidi B'Laylo, Lon B'Beis HaDvorim, Makareya et Ksusa. Itma. Rafuda Omar Achi Ukulon B'Batacha. Rafuna says that you need all three simonim to establish the shoyte. Rav Yechon Omar, afilu be'achas mehem, that becomes a shoyte even if he manifests only a single item of shtus. So the Gemara hechidomi, ido vidlehu derech shtus afilu b'chodinami. If he's doing these things derech shtus, then how can there be anybody who holds you need all three? He's doing derech shtus b'chodinami. If he's doing them in a manner that's entirely rational, and somebody is paying him to do all these things, it's not derech shtus. If he does them, he's not necessarily a shoyt. Says the Gemara, lo ilom dekovidu derech shtus, ba'alom dekvesak voreis, eimur kadesh tishrol of ruach tum hu dekovid. Oyeit, si yichidi balaylo, eimur nagrifa sachse, ba'makarei es ksusoi, eimur ba'machshovesu. Kivan dat no lukulu, havaluhu, kimishinoga, shor, hamor, vagomol, venasamuid, lukul. In other words, the Gemara is telling us what the machlok is. In a situation where each one is possible to be explained in a manner that makes it rational. We don't have any echokhid that he's doing it rationally, but there's no echokhid he's doing it irrationally. So since we can explain each one of these, long the basic words, he's doing it because he wants to be in Tishrei, Rosh Tumolov. Nothing more says is perfectly rational. He wants to practice black magic, and for that he needs the Rosh Tum or whatever. And the Yitzvah, if he did Balaylo, we also have an explanation. What is Rashi Supshoti? He's Yitzvah, if he did Balaylo, for we could explain it in a way that would be totally rational. And Makarei Ksusoi, he's a Baal Machshoves. Baal Machshoves isn't responsible for what he does in Slava Daite. So that each one of these we could explain, but we put them all three together, unless we have a raya that he's doing it rationally, all three together becomes a hechoche that is derech shtus. And that's Machlokes Rafuna and Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon says that you don't have to have all three of them. Afilu ba'achas mehen, unless we know that it's not derech shtus, we assume it is derech shtus. And Rabuna says that since b'deichik, one could explain each one of these forms of behavior, we are miyashiv the form of behavior in a way that makes it compatible with rationality, unless and until we have three simonim together. When we have three simonim together, then we don't look for explanations anymore. We assume that this person is doing it because there's a common denominator, and that common denominator is called shtus. So from the Gemara, even from the Gemara in Gimel Amid Beis, we have three principles that emerge in the Torah. If he does something derech shtus, says the Gemara that even b'chode, he becomes a shoyte. If you do it in a manner which is clearly irrational, even one of the manifestations is sufficient. If you do something in a manner which is entirely rational, then even if he does all of these things, he's not a shoyte. As long as there is a known rational basis, then the machlokes is only in case number three, where you have an explanation, but the explanation is far-fetched. We have no echoche that the explanation is a correct description of the underlying cause of this behavior. Then we have a machlokes Rafuna and Rabbi Yechon. Then the Gemara and Abdalit Omer Aleph, the Gemara asked the Kasha, Omer Atote, Ishmielei, Rafuna Hodesanye, Ezeu Sheitizam Ade Kolma, Shenaisnilot, the Gemara brings it this after. A sheit is koma shenaisnin loy, and makariach susoy, the Gemara says, is daimit to ma'abit koma shenaisnin loy. So the Gemara is hodadei. Rafu was hodadei that is a simon of shtus. Then he boil on the Gemara, is he bodadei mi makariach susoy alone, or Dilma Mikula Hoda, and he agrees with Rabbi Yochanan totally and completely. But I'll call Kolponim, we have a fourth simon of Shtus on Dalet Amud Aleph, and that's the Ezer Shait of the Tisefte, Hama'abit Kol Ma Shinoisin Loi. And the Ma'abit Kol Ma Shinoisin Loi is a Shait for everybody, even without any further simon of Shtus. So the first shaila is whether these four simonim, Basof Basof, we have four simonim. It turns out that the Gemara simulates Makariak Susa to Ma'abi Kol Mashinaisinloi. But Basof Basof, we have four different examples in the Gemara. The question is, are these four examples exhaustive? And then you have to deal with these and whether it's Derech Shtus or not Derech Shtus, or whether you have all three simonim, or three of the four simonim together, Machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan, or are these simply examples? And hu hadin, anything else which is irrational and bizarre, and is not readily explainable. Are these the only simonim of Shtus, or are there other simonim of Shtus as well? And in terms of, you know, contemporary situations, it's very unlikely to find somebody suffering from mental illness, which will manifest himself in his being a long day sakvoris, or him being a yitzchidi belayla. Yitzchidi belayla will occur today, in some sections at least, is perfectly rational. In other sections, pita is the best indication of his shaita. But you're not going to find contemporary forms of medical illness manifesting themselves in the simanim of the Gemara. So the real shaila is, if you have other forms of aberrant behavior, is that a shaita in terms of the categories of the Gemara, or is it not a shaita in terms of the other categories of the Gemara? The Beis Yosef, I presume all of you have seen, because the Simon Kuv Kof Aleph. The Beis Yosef himself holds the halacha that the simonim of the Gemara are lav dafke, that these are simply examples. The Gemara gives you, in Gimel Amud Beis, three simonim of Shaita, but hu adin and hu atam, if somebody will act in some other way that's irrational, those will also be simonim of Shtus. And if it'll be vadai derech Shtus, then with one criterion he'll become a shaita. If there'll be some way to explain the behavior, then we're back to Machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. You may need three manifestations of this aberrant behavior in order to be kaveya that the person is a shaita. And the Beis Yosef brings a raya from the Gemara in Dalet Amud Aleph. He says, in effect, on Dalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara is giving you a new simon of Shtus, bringing a braisa. Ezer Shaitis and Ma'arikom HaShemesimloi. So you see that the simonim of Gimel Amud Beis were lavdafki. Here's a fourth simon. There's a fourth simon. There can be a fifth and a sixth simon as well. That's the sheet of the Beis Yosef. If we come to the Rambam in Perik Tes of Hilchos Eidos, the Rambam in Perik Tes Halachot Tes, says the Rambam Shaita Postulatus and Natera, and he proceeds to give you a tam. Latisha Einoi Ben Mitzvah. Says the Rambam, how do you define a shaita? V'loy shaita shumahalach orim u'mishaber keli v'zerik avonim bilvad ela kol mi shenitra v'data v'nimtzei z'data mishubeshes tomid b'dovor min hadvorim af al pishu medaber v'shel kinyin v'shar dvorim harei z'posol u'beklal shaita yichoshay. The Rambam is absolutely clear. The Rambam tells us clearly that a shait is defined not as somebody who's nitra for datai and his dati is mishubeshes tomi, but as long as it's nidvorim, minadvorim, afapishu medaber v'shreel kinyin bishar dvorim, he's bechlal shaitim yechoshe. Rambam is telling you that if it's bedovor min hadvorim, if his behavior is irrational in any particular manner, as long as it's Mishubesh Sami, this person is a Shaita, and he's a Shaita who's postulated. So the Rambam is certainly telling us that a Shaita is somebody who is a Shaita L'dover Echot. Then we have a problem with the Rambam. Or at least, we have a Kash on the Rambam, which is a Kash on the Beis Yosef as well. The Beis Yosef brings a raya from Dalet Amud Aleph that it's lav dafke, but it may turn out that this is only a rewording of one of the simonim of Gimel Amud Beis. The Ma'abit Kol Mashinaisin Loi may be an analogous to Makariak Susa. But if it's mitdover mit hadvorim, then why does the Gemara give us Dafke those three on Gimel Amidbeis? Why Lom Bepes Lakvaris and Yosef Hiti Balayla? Why didn't the Gemara give us what the Rambam says? Dover Minadvori, or at least, and if it'll be, because we need three things. So we should have Machlekes, Rav Huna, and Rav Yechanan, if you need three Dvorim, Minadvorim, or even Dover Echot Minadvorim, why does the Gemara give you Daske those examples and none other? And the Rambam himself, in addition to telling us Dover Minadvorim, the Rambam gives you specific examples of what is Derech Shtus. He says, V'loy Sheikh Shemalach Orit. So the Rambam is giving you three examples, and not the three of the Gemara. And he's telling you that my examples are lav dafke. He's mahalach orum, he's mishaber kelim, and he's zereach avonim. Those says the Rambam are lav dafke. And huadin, if it's dover min advarim. But the Rambam has gone and given you three examples, which aren't the examples of the Gemara. Why does the Gemara pick those three examples? Why not the Rambam's three examples? Why does the Rambam give examples that are not in the Gemara? The Shagas Arya, it's as true as the Negeya, the Get of Klivet. And the Shagas Arya is published in the Or HaYosha. It's also in the Hesophis of the Shagas Arya that was published afterwards. But basically, this is the Shaila of the Get of Klivet. The first one, if you assume that what he did was irrational, but it certainly wasn't the three simonim of the Gemara. If it was bizarre and irrational, it wasn't the simonim of the Gemara. And the Shaila is whether a person manifests that type of behavior, whether a person is a Shaita Lagabi Yochus Gerishim. So the Shagas Arya there talks about the Shitas Rambam and says that the Gemara in Chagigi gives you these three examples, Lom Beit HaKvaris, the Yitzchiti Balayla, because that is the type of behavior which is explainable. You can explain the activity in a manner which is irrational, certainly, but you can also explain it in a manner that's rational. And there you have a Machloikis, Rebiyechon, and Rafuna with regard to what you need all three. But, says the Shagas Arya, the things that the Rambam is talking about, nobody could explain in a rational manner. Zerik Avonim, says the Shagas Arya, nobody can explain rationally. I presume that he's dealing with a particular kind of Zrikas Avonim, Lafuki, other kinds that can be explained rationally, if not cogently. You know, but rational it may be, even though it may not make sense otherwise. So he says, so in other words, the Rambam says, Dover Minat Zorin, says the Shagas Arya, don't say that the Rambam is passing like Rabbi Yechmatil Me'achas Mehen. He doesn't mean to say Me'achas Mehen. This is what the Gemara said, the Gemara meant what the Gemara says, the Dovid Luderach Shtus. These things are always Derach Shtus. There's no way to be Me'achas in normal circumstances. Therefore, unless you have some explanation, you have to assume that it's a Shaitet. In the case of the Gemara, there can be a Machlegas in the stomach. Is stoma to be considered a shaita or stoma not to be considered a shaita? Therefore, you can have Rav Huna saying that you require all three. So that the Shagas Arya says that the Rambam holds that the shaita lof echot is a shaita, and it's only in the case of the Gemara that you require different forms of shtus. And according to the Rambam, the shaita lof echot, who is a shaita, is lav dafke the criteria of the Gemara. You also have in the Beis Yosef, the Beis quotes Rishonim who disagreed with him. The Beis Yosef says that the Simonim of the Gemara love that, and who had in other Simonim Mishtus. He brings a Ravina Simcha Mishapiro, and a Ravina Shimshim ben Rav Shalom Shimshim ben Avram, and a Chuvis Marik, who say that the Simonim of the Gemara are Dafke. So that in the Beis Yosef himself, we have a clear Machlokes Rishonim with regard to whether the simonim of the Gemara are dafke or whether the simonim of the Gemara are lav dafke. But let's go to each of the other Rishonim in turn. First of all, even in terms of the Shitas Rambam, it's not entirely clear that you can take the Rambam and Perek Tes of Hilchos Eidos and extrapolate from that the Psul Shaita in terms of a Baal HaMegarish. The first question is, Lagavi, what are we defining the halacha of Shaita? Rashi in Chagige, Gimel Amud Beis, when the Gemara says, Pan Rabbon Ezeu Shaita, says Rashi, what does Ezeu Shaita mean? Ezeu Shaita, Lagavi, what? Ha'omer B'chol Mokin, Shepote Min HaMitzvis, Min Ha'enish, Venkin Yonikinian, Venkin Yonikinian, Venkin. And for Rashi, it's the Omer B'chol Mokim, Ein Kinyon Ikinyon, Huadin Ein Gita Get. it's for everything. Rashi clearly is learning the sugya of Chagigi and Gimel Amud Beis as a sheita l'chol davar, and hu adin a sheita l'gavi get. And certainly the sheita and the Rishonim and Kuf Kof Aleph, that's the sheita for gerushin. But let's go back to the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't define sheita l'gavi yochus gerushin. The Rambam defines sheita first and foremost for purposes of psuliedis. He says sheita posuliedis. And then he tells us who a shreita is the postal later. But the Rambam at the same time is defined shreita for at least one other aspect of halacha. Says the Rambam that why is this shreita? This shreita who is mishubish bedover min advorim, his dike is mishubish tomi bedover min advorim, why is he postal later? Not because he's irrational in the Haggadah Seder. That comes from halacha yud. In Halacha Yud, the Rambam says, "Hapsoin b'yeser shein makirin dvorim shesersh zeze v'loyavin inyoni adover kereshim v'nishar am horet v'chein hamavuholim v'anechpozim b'datom v'hamishtagim b'yeser hareelu b'chlal hashoitim for purposes of Tilchus Eidus." While as his dover zeh, l'fi mashir hadayin Shiesh lachavin hadas siksav. He's saying that the dying will see if the person is talking sense, then you can listen to him as long as he doesn't fit into the categories of halacha test. But if he's not making sense in terms of his haggadah seder, and it's clear that he's among those who are the psuim b'yaser, who are enon makirin dvorim shesersin zezer, then he's posel eidus in terms of halacha yud. The Rambam in Halacha Yud does not say that the psoyim b'yaser are potter mikol mitzvah amur b'teira. The Rambam is clearly in terms of psoy. I'm not sure about the mishtagim b'yaser. That's a new category. He also speaks in Halacha Yud. But the psoyim b'yaser are clearly mechuyev the mitzvahs. These psoyim b'yaser aren't makirin dvorim shesayserin zeze. They don't know how to explain a logical contradiction. They don't recognize a logical contradiction. They can be seiser themselves minei ubei, and he's still not a meshugane. He may fail, of course, in logic, but he's not a sheita, and hence he's mechuyev the mitzvahs. Leidus is possible because if he can't be makir, the dvorim ha'seisrin says that I can rely upon him in the Haggadah Seder. He can't be made. He can't tell you what he has to be able to be made for the best. So that's why he's possible. He's possible because you can't rely on him. It's over push. The shakran is possible. The shakran is possible because he's makish himself in the Haggadah. He's not telling you the truth. So a person doesn't have to be amazed in saying Eidah Sheker. These psoyim, so the shayigim Eidah Sheker. If they're seisim, they don't know how to be machaben divrei, they want to be machaben. So of course you can't rely on it. No, it's not Pigmarki. I don't know. We'll come to Pigmarki in a minute. This Rambam, I have difficulty relating to the Gemara Chagiga. Because the Rambam in Halachit S, the Rambam in Halachit Yud, is telling you something for which I don't have a Gemara at all. And the Ketuv Mish didn't have a Gemara. This isn't the Gemara Chagiga. This isn't a long debate Hakvaris, and this isn't the Bakare Exusai.
I just
sorry,
one second.
I misunderstood you.
So for what does
the Rambam use in Mark? I don't know yet. Oh, I thought. Right? The Rambam in Halacha Yud seems to be Svar de Napshe, and it seems to be Aleph. If a person will tell me that, Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon. Reuven borrowed $200 from Shimon. And you ask him, hey, that was 200 because first he borrowed 100 and 100 and now he owes him 300. So he's replacing himself in the Nail Bay. You can't accept that kind of aidance. He doesn't know what he's talking about. The Psoim B'Yaisa, I don't have to wait for him to fall into the trap, says the Rambam. I know that the Psoim B'Yaisa, and he defines them. They're not makirin dvorim shesayisin if he's not makir dvorim shesayisin he doesn't know enough to be made. He can't understand what he's telling you. And if he can't understand what he's telling you, it's a dover posh, he's postulated, says the Rambam. Luchura without a gemara. And this pesi b'yaser is mechuyev mitzvah. That's clear. Because he's distinguishing this from a lochetes, in which he says, why is the shaita postulated, lefish einu ben mitzvah? In Halacha Yud, he doesn't tell me that the Pesi is possible because he's potter from the mitzvahs. He's talking about a Pesi feeble-minded. Feeble-minded isn't a sheita, and he's required to put on tefillin. So what if he's not a pikeach, and he doesn't know that something is safe or something else? So he's not such a pikeach. But mechuyev mitzvahs it is because he's not a sheita. In Haggadah Seder, he's possible because It's lav dafka sheita is postulated. A pesi is postulated. Then in halakha test, he's not telling you a sheita is postulated. It's not because you can't rely on the sheita to tell you the truth. The sheita can tell you the truth. This is the sheita whose data is mitrafis olal, so that his mishubish tomi bedover min hadvarim. He's crazy bedover echad. Like he goes and he throws stones. But for everything else, he's perfectly normal. Why can't he tell you how to say this to be mechaven lamito shogvarim? He'll tell you exactly what happened. Why shouldn't I be able to rely on him? He's not a sheita. Says the Rambam, he is a sheita. Well, Gabi, why is he a sheita? He's a sheita who's potter from kol mitzvah samuris b'teira. And since he's potter from mitzvah samuris b'teira, even though he's telling me the truth here, in this case, afal pikein, he's postulated somebody who is potter from mitzvah samuris b'teira, that person, it's a psul gavi, yeah, it's a psul. Anybody who's potter mina mitzvah is also postulated. And who psul the Rambam is a kaddish? Somebody who's taught them in a mitzvah is taught the latest. Where does the Rambam get this? What? Why is not worth an ever? It's also taught the latest. Right. Yeah. Well, who says the psul of Evid is because he's taught it? And Evid could be taught for other reasons, not because he's taught the latest. Yeah, now you have a new piece of tape. After I have the Rambam and Halakha Tez, you can tell me that an Evid is taught the latest because he's taught them in a mitzvah. Yeah. He's not. Akicha b'mitzvah. Yeah, the Rambam's. Yeah, the Rambam's got a source.
The Rambam's of the Talmud after the Talmud.
Right. We'll come to the Rambam. Fine. So the Rambam is telling you that why is he postulated? Because he's postulated mitzvah. What was his mocker for that? We'll come to the mocker in a second. Sure, that's the Gemara mocker, right? But then the Gemara and Kagiga for the Rambam Lukhura is legavi postulated, and the Gemara is then telling you prefer to point to the Shagas Aryeh, who's saying that the Gemara and Chagiga is lav dafka. Only those are the forms of conduct that you might be able to explain in some rational manner. Therefore, there's one, Manda Omar, who says that you need kula. So the Gemara is telling you that those are the simonim of psul edus for which you need kula. But other simonim of psul edus, you don't need kula because any one of them can't be explained rationally. Therefore, it's a sign that he's got this form of shtus, which makes him potter min hamitzvos. And who are the postulated? So that the Tanur Rabbanan Ezo Shtus, Ezo Shaita, the Rambam, if you were writing Rashi, wouldn't say Omer B'chol Mokoyim, but Ezo Shaita Potter Min HaNitzvis, and therefore postulated. The Gemara then Lakur for the Rambam is limited to the Shaita who is Potter Min HaNitzvis, and therefore is postulated. Does it necessarily follow that such a person can't be megarish? Does it follow that such a person's kinyan isn't a kinyan? If it starts with the psulatus, we'll have to understand why this shaita is postulatus. We'll see why in a second. But if this shaita is postulatus, I'm sorry, this shaita is postulatus, then he's postulatus. But somebody who's postulatus can't be megarish, nechapesis. Who says the gerishin or kinyonim have anything to do, A, with chiyuv and mitzvahs, or B, with psuliatus, maybe a different category entirely. There's, in terms of shat in the Rambam, what the Rambam means, there are, let's see, three sources. I'll start with the last, the most recent, the Igros Meishan. The Igros Meishan of Ezer, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Kof. He tells an interesting story. His first get in Lyuban. The first get he was misad in Lyuban, he says, was for a young man who acted very, very strangely. And the shaila was, could you be Masada a get for him? The person went around naked, and he thought he was Mashiach, and he was going to do a few more things like this. So Lakhura, and I don't know if he was Mabamash, Lakhura wasn't Mabamash Nesnanloi, he wasn't Halon Zabes Akvaris, and he wasn't the Yitzchidi Balaila. So Lakhur, this is our shaila mamish. He's got all kinds of other strange forms of behavior. What? Like a classical schizophrenic, I'm not sure. I call him Shia complex. What? He heard voices. I don't know, does Ramesh say he heard voices? I don't think Ramesh says he heard voices. That might have changed the shaila. That might have changed the shaila a little bit. But that's, I understand that this was not at all uncommon. I mean, the specific. Yeah, we had this. Yeah. Yeah, Mashiach conflict seems to be a fairly typical Jewish form of mental illness. And in Europe, I understand that it was not at all uncommon. And the child is not, what, can this person be Megarish or can't he be Megarish? So, you know, for to us, I think it was found as if, you know, this is the Shaila. He's a Shreifu with Dover Echad. He thinks, you know, maybe it's more than Dover Echad. He's doing Tukh. A, he thinks he's Mashiach. B, he's walking around naked, which is Lachur bizarre. And if he's doing something else, then he's Meshuggah for three things. Lachur, he should have a din of a Meshuggah L'chol Terekula, unless these three are Dafke. He should go back to Shaila. These Dafke, these Lav Dafke. So Rav Moshe proceeds to say that to say, for a person to think that he's Mashiach is Mishnus, that's readily understandable. He may be wrong, so he's a Toya. And if you start with the Hanukkah that he's only a Toya, but he really believes that he's Mashiach, so I suppose the way we correct it is by sitting down and learning the last Perek and Hilchos Malachi with him to, you know, to show him what Mashiach is and what you have to do to show that you're Becheskes Mashiach. And unless he can do that, we'll have to tell him that you ought to think that he's not Becheskes Mashiach even, let alone Mashiach Bavadai. But he's not Amor, so he can't sit and learn with him. So Rav Moshe says that once you assume... What? I presume so. So says Rav Moshe, since the fact that he believes in Mashiach is totally rational, all he is to tell you, if somebody believes he's Mashiach, then he thinks he's in the Madrega of Adam Kodem Achet. That's also perfectly normal. So you can walk around without clothes, because he, for him, it's Gan Eden. In a literal sense, maybe. So the Kitzur says, Rav Moshe, this person isn't even Meshuggah L'Dover Echad. Then, says Rav Moshe, that somebody who is he in the process of writing the tshuva, he explains the Rambam in Hilchos Eidos Perkes Halokates. Says if this person then is totally normal, then the person is even mechuyev mitzvah. What about the Rambam who says that a person who's a sheitel zavar echad is totally mikol mitzvah? So he explains almost agavur. Derek Agav, he explains the Rambam. The Rambam held that the person is really Mishugul Dovrayakul Ispoter, Mikol Mitzis Amurus Kateru. Why? Because there's no Chi of Mitzis Lachatoi. The person who is Mishugi with Dovrayakul, that Dovrayakul will be, in effect, he's learning that Shatna Rambam. He's Mishugul with Dovrayakul in a way that interferes with the Kiyum of some Mitzvah. Therefore, he's put Potter from that Mitzvah because he's a Shaita. And if he's potter from that mitzvah because of the tzur of sheiter, then he's potter from all the mitzvahs because there's no such thing as being mechuyev in mitzvahs lichatzoi. Yeah, Nisha, an eved mechuyev in what they're mechuyev in tzuvah. But another individual who is mitzvah in tayag mitzvahs, that person can't become mufka from one mitzvah because he's a sheiter, but not mufka from other mitzvahs because he's a sheiter. So that's how he explains the Rambam. The Rambam is telling me this post ladies Lafish Ainai Ben Mitzvah. So why is he Ben Mitzvah? He can perform all the mitzvahs with which the Shtus does interfere, because since Shtus can interfere with some mitzvahs, therefore he's potter from all mitzvahs. And if he's potter from all mitzvahs, then he's post ladies also. Now that's Rav Moshe's analysis of the Rambam. The Nativ Yehuda, again, the Nativ Yehuda is published in the Or HaYosher. I don't know if it's being any place in the Tshuva of the Nativ Yehuda himself. But it was the Tshuva of the Nativ Yehuda with regard to the Get of Kli. Says Nativ Yehuda, the mocker of the Rambam is Bava Kama Peches. The Hineyed Sheker, Heyed Sheker, Onobochi. Since this person is Potter from at least one mitzvah, because he's a shreite, therefore he's not ochi, and therefore he can't be naive because he's not ochi the mitzvah. The not ochi the mitzvah, I'm potter from at least one mitzvah. For the Nidah the Yehuda, there is no such principle. The person who's potter from one mitzvah is potter from all the mitzvahs. As long as he's potter from some mitzvah because of his shtus, he's postulated because he's not in the parasha of sheker ono ochi. He's not ochi b'mitzvahs because there's one mitzvah I don't share with him. The mitzvah that he can't be mekayim because of his shtus is a mitzvah that I don't share with him. Therefore, he's apostolated. So maybe you learn Shatna Rambam exactly the opposite of the way Rav Moshe learns Shatna Rambam. Rav Meish is learning that somebody is potter from one mitzvah because of shtus, is potter mikol mitzvah some verse of terror because the terror is not mechayiv l'katzoyin. And then you says that there is mechayiv l'katzoyin. Only in the parsha of Eidus, I'm possible Eidus because it's not ochiv and mitzvah. Ochiv and mitzvah means ochiv and tayag mitzvah. If he's not ochiv in one of these mitzvahs because he's mufka, then he's possible Eidus by definition. The Chassam Sofer in Eben Ezra Chelek Beis, Simin Talad, I think. Also, going to Sushar? Yeah, that's because of kind of onus rachman the pasha. The p'tur sheit is not turinus. The p'tur sheit is not good. Somebody who's an onus doesn't have a hand, he can't put on tefillin. Yeah, that's not shot. Yeah, because he's not big shearer, so he may not be big seaver. So he's possible to write, that's not askon the mitzvah. Since he can't not big shearer, he's not big seaver. But that's, and he's not the Bikshir because he's an onus of Bikshir. So now he can't. Lechur the Night Gudu would say it's not Asur. Otherwise, the whole Night doesn't make sense. The Ptur Ainus Night Gudu would have to say it's not a Haskoy, but it's simply Ainus Rachman the Pasha, but I'm Etzeman in the Pasha. It's technical, I can't do it. A Shaita is Mukka Legamre. Oh, there are Raiyas that Shaita is Mukka Legamre. That's clear. The only thing you can be methodical is what's the Ptur of Ainus. But the Shaita's Mufka Lagamri is over portion. The Rai is the Rama Mills comes to Matzah. Chayla Hanichta, who ate in Matzah, the shots, he was afflicted. Yeah, he's got to eat over again afterwards. So if it's just a kind of an Rahman of Patra, he ate, what, you have to eat over again? He didn't avail himself of the Psur. Elamai, it's clear. It's as if he became a cotton in the meantime, or he became an akum in the meantime. He became a shait in the meantime. Whatever he did, the shasti was a shait. It doesn't count. Therefore, yeah, he would go out by that. What he did at that point doesn't count at all. Therefore, he has to do it over again. He's mufka because he's not a bardas. So then if you just tell me I'm not a bardas, like I'll be this mitzvah, I'm doing this mitzvah without das, I'm no better than a mesasid. A mesasid also doesn't have a kiyum a mitzvah. So if somebody's not a bar das, Lagabi this mitzvah, you know, I'm a bar das for everything else. But if Lagabi this mitzvah, I'm not a bar das, I have no shaykh of this mitzvah. I'm mufka from the mitzvah. I'm like a misastic from the mitzvah. I'm worse than a misastic. But for the native of Yehuda, everything else will have to be okay. It's only this mitzvah that I have no das for that I'm bothered. But other mitzvahs, I'm mufuya. The Psalm Sefer learns in a manner similar to the native of Yehuda, only he makes it much, much, much simpler. He says that since this person is a shaitin dover, I mean hadvori, mimele, he's posel edis, because it's edis yat yokol hazimo. They'll always turn around afterwards and claim that he wasn't rational with regard to this. Since it's edis yat yokol hazimo, he's posel edis, but it doesn't affect his chiyuv with regard to those mitzvahs for which he does have that. I find it difficult to read into the words of the Rambam. Because that's not what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is saying he's potter mitzvahs is a kind of nesina tam. So when he's potter from mitzvahs, which mitzvahs is he potter from? So the Chassam Sofer means he's potter from the einish of Haggadah Eidus. I can't be ma'anish him because he'll always tell me I'm potter from leisane. I'm potter from leisane because I didn't understand what I was saying. He just said because he's potter from leisane. He's the eshla hazimo because he'll always say he was a shaitah with regard to leisane. But I'll complain if what negev he of mitzvahs. The Chassam Sofer and the Yehuda both learn Pshat in the Rambam in a way which is not the same as Reb Moshe learns Pshat in the Rambam. However, if you learn Pshat in the Rambam, which why it was maximum the three Pshatim in the Rambam, if you learn Pshat in the Rambam either like Reb Moshe or like the Chassam Sofer or like the Yehuda, it's clearly not the Shagatari. The Shagas either learned Pshat in the Rambam, Al Korchof, not like any of these. Because according to these, either one of the three Pshatim you accept in the Rambam, you're dealing with a Psul and Edis, and nothing more than a Psul and Edis. He's Psul and Edis because he's not Ochi the Mitzvah. He's Psul and Edis because it's the Eshel HaHazimo. He's Psul and Edis because he's Mufka from Mitzvah going through a Moshe. What does that have to do with Kinyonim? What does that do with Nechus Mem? What does that do with a Get? According to the Rambam, we don't have a definition of Shait in Hilchos Gerushin. What's a Shait in Hilchos Gerushin? I presume the Shait in Hilchos Gerushin who doesn't understand the Inyonim of Gerushin. just like the shaita for any one of the mitzvahs for the Neged Yehuda would be the person who doesn't understand the content of the mitzvah. It can't be Mekayimis because his mental aberration is preventing the Kiyum. If the mental aberration will prevent him from understanding the concept of Gerushin, he won't be able to be Megarish. But Luchura, the Rambam, according to these analyses of the Rambam certainly didn't learn Pshat and Chagiga the way Rashi learned Pshat and Chagiga. The Nail, according to the Rambam, a Shreita Ludover Echod that doesn't affect Gerushin should be able to be Megarish. You should then count the Rambam among the Rishonim who maintain that a Shreita Ludover Echod is not a Shreita for Gerushin, as long as the Shtus is not a Shtus that affects Gerushin, which is exactly the opposite of the way the Shagas Arya learns Pshat in the Rambam. I'm not sure. Rashi says a tonarabon aze ushaita, and Rashi says the shaita omer b'chol mokim. Doesn't say the shaita tigigit. For Moshe, the Gemara is very good. It's the Shreikas Chagiga because Ezer Shreikas bought them before Mitzvah some Mursa Peri. Or for the Neged Yehuda, Ezer Shreikas, you can even learn his Spot before Chagiga if these things prevent him from understanding what's involved in the Mitzvah Chagiga.
And what was that
with it's only, only. Right? I mean, the Gemara is telling you, tell her about Ezer Shreikas, and we're giving you. I'm sorry? I'm not sure it's at least going on the Mishnah Chagiga. If you learn, if you take the Sam Sofer and the Yehuda in the Rambam, and it turns out that a Shreit is Mechuyiv in Mitzvahs, then what's the Tana Rabbanan doing here? This Shreit could be Mitzvah in Chagiga. Chagiga is a Mitzvah. And if he has Das for Chagiga, then he may be Mechuyiv in Chagiga. And the Shreit who is brought from Chagiga is only a Shreit whose Bilbul Hadas somehow interferes with bringing a Korban Chagiga. Unless you'll tell me that if he does all of these things, or any one of these things, then presumably he is so off that he's Mevulbul with Gabi the Mitzvah Chagiga as well. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure that he's necessarily Mevulbul with regard to the Mitzvah Chagiga. And certainly other forms of Shtus don't ipso facto mean that he's Mevulbul with Gabi Chagiga. How did he write the Gemara? The Gemara said he was inside of the Gemara. The Gemara said he was. Yeah. But he had nothing to do with mitzvahs. Yeah, it's not a mitzvah, it's a kenyan. Forget about the kiyum of the cross of the Sefer Kriyas, where it's a mitzvah, not a mitzvah. At worst, he'll be missing the kiyum. That goes back to the long ago. That it is a mitzvah, so he's missing the kiyum, but the chesed of the kinyan will be there. Why not? The chesed will be there. Look, and lulav on sukkos. According to Rav Moshe, the shaita l'dover echad will be mufka from the kiyum of the lulav neser, because the shaita l'dover echad is mufka according to the Rambam. They call mufka from the beirah, but he can still be machne. Even with a matan on manat lahachzir, his kinyan is a kinyan. The way Rav Moshe is playing chat in the Rambam, one is going in with the other. I can be machne to you, but I can't be yaitz to the mitzvah. I can be machne to the class and become mugreshes, but the kiyum I won't have. So I won't have the kiyum. My rash. All right. That's the Shitas Rambam. Let's go then to the Shitas HaTosfos. Tosfos in Chagiga asks the kasha. The Gemara asks the kasha. Rabbi Yechonon Amar. The Machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Yechonon. Rav Huna Amar Shiyu Kulon Bebatachas. Rav Yechonon Amar Afilu Baachas Mehem. Says the Gemara Hechidoni. Dovidu Deor Shitus Afilu Bechodin Nami. Tosfos the kasha. Vichy Teime. Dloi Hoyim Muid Lishtus Rak Loi Se Dovar. Ubiinon plot de la zika lishaita lokol mili. Kegoi noga shor hamor vegomul nat nemud lokol. So he's asking a very simple kasha. That what's so clear that a shaita l'dover echad, even the three things that you have in the Gemara, is a shaita lokol terekulit, maybe you need gimel because you have to be a shaita lokol dover to be a shaita. To be potter from mitzvah, to be potter from chagiga, for whatever. And a shekel dover echod isn't a shekel. Therefore, enokanami, even if he does it, there are shtus. Rapuna says, you need all three. With your, if you're shaked in three separate areas, then the halacha tells me you're shaked to l'chol dover. And don't come and tell me that you can do other things perfectly rationally. That doesn't interest us. Because somebody who's a nagach shor chamor and gomel is a muid for all animals, even if he hasn't gored any other animals. So the shaked to l'gimel dvorim is the shaked to l'chol dover. But with less than gimel dvorim, you don't become a shaked to l'chol dover. That's based on this kash on the gemara. In other words, Tosfos in the Kashi is assuming that a sheitel l'dover echod is not a sheitel l'chol ha'teira kula. And therefore, his Kashi is, you need three things, because with three, I become a sheitel l'chol ha'teira kula. Now again, it would seem to me that, if anything, there's a diuk in Tosfos, the Tosfos holds the sheitel l'dover echod is m'chuyiv in mitzvahs, and doesn't become part of the call mitzvah some words for Teira. The fact that he's mukka from that mitzvah because of his shtus, he can't be makayim that mitzvah because of his shaytah, doesn't mean he's potter from other mitzvahs. And Ramesha himself says that whatever he says is trapped in the Rambam. There's no raya that Tosfos agrees with the Rambam. It seems to me that if anything lehepeth, Tosfos holds, and we're practically talking with mitzvahs, Ramesha assumes it's a stover poshtus, a svar in the Rambam, that somebody is mufka from one mitzvah, mufka from all mitzvahs, because the Torah is not machayiv in mitzvahs l'katzoyim. Tosfos is perfectly willing to say that if you're shekel dover echod, even if it interferes with the kiyum mitzvah, you're not a shekel l'chol ha'teira kula. You can be mitzvah in all the other mitzvahs with regard to which the shtus doesn't interfere. So if anything, there's a diyuk in Tosfos connected with Moshe's shitas around. No, the Rambam, according to Moshe's analysis of the Rambam, that a shekel dover echod would be mitzvah in other mitzvah. Al-Koponi, what is this answer? To thesis, the hoke, kiv mishu shayta ba'achas, vada yesh lach zika b'cheska shayta l'chol dover. Since he's a shayta ba'achas, the Gemara is asking us a dover poshut. If he did one of these things there, shtus, yesh lach zika l'shayta l'chol dover. Now, what do the words yesh lach zika l'shayta l'chol dover mean? So the first chat in thesis is the Tzua Shor and Hilchot Shchitah. The Tzua Shor in Hilchot Shchitah says, yesh l'hachzikai means that shtus is never limited to one area. The human mind isn't compartmentalized. If you do one thing there of shtus, then everything you do is shtus, even if it's perfectly rational. A shaita can't be rational in anything. Even if the shaita solves binomial equations, it's shtus. You know, he may be working out perfectly, but it's the mind of a shaita that's solving the binomial equation. And the mind of a shaita can be a genius too, but it's a genius there of shtus. And it infects the entire mind in every area. That's how the Tzua Shor of Tosfos and Gemara's Kasha. If he's doing even one thing there of shtus, then who cares about whatever else he does? Who needs the other simonim? He is by definition a shaita, because even if he doesn't do anything else in a manner that's bizarre and irrational, everything that he does, including what's rational, is by definition shtus. Everything that he does is shtus. Mimele, according to Tosfos, what if this person goes and gives a get, and he's perfectly sane and rational with regard to the sin of the get? He understands exactly what's going on. Tosfos would say that if he did one thing, derech shtus, everything he's doing is derech shtus, because by definition, even what he's doing in a manner that's that of a genius is by definition shtus. Then the only question we have, according to Tzua Shor, are these gimel simonim dafke? Are these the simonim mishtus? Or is any bizarre behavior a simon mishtus? And for that, we're back to the old machlokes rishonim. We have no raya from Tosfos. Tosfos doesn't tell us whether these things dafke or anything that's bizarre. So that Tosfos, according to the Tzua Shor, won't help us for our specific problem, except that Tosfos is telling us a principle, according to Tzua Shor, that if a person manifests bizarre behavior such that it qualifies as a siman of shtus and halacha, then everything that he does is shtus. You can't define a shaita in one mitzvaya without him also being a shaita in every other mitzvaya. Reb Moshe in the Igros Moshe, in the same siman, learns pshat in this basis differently. He learns the basis differently from Tzua Shor. The words in Tosfos, when Tosfos says, Kibin shu shayta ba'achat, vada yesh lahak zika b'cheska shayta, he understands yesh lahak zika b'cheska shayta as kind of a presumption of halacha. The Gemara is asking Svar the Nafsha. The Gemara is saying that if he's doing one thing, Derashtus, Vada Yesh Lahakzikai, we should presume it to be a Shaykh unless proven differently. The Tfushar, I understand. The Tfushar is telling me a halakha. Tesis is telling me that there's a metzius, that a shaita isn't compartmentalized, everything he does is shtus, and mela that affects halach all over. And that's the Gemara kasha. According to Rav Moshe, the Gemara is establishing a presumption of law, a presumption of halach. Vada yesh lahachzika, until you know differently. The Gemara is saying that you see this a shaita in one area, then you should presume him to be a shaita in every area. But if it's only a presumption, says Rav Moshe, it's subject to rebuttal. If I'll prove that he's not a shaita in other areas, then I'm left with a shaita l'dover echod and nothing more than that. Then, according to Rav Moshe's analysis of faces, if I see that there's a shaita l'dover echod, and I know that Lagavi, Gitin, and Kedushin, and Echachomemker is perfectly rational, then I have rebutted the presumption of the Gemara. Even if the Gemara is Lavdaska, and even if the Simonim aren't the Simonim of Shtus, and there can be other Simonim of Shtus, but unless and until you're Maksikim as a Shaita in three things, it's a rebuttable presumption. I only presume for a Vyekhman these are Shaita. But if I see in some other area that he's perfectly sane and rational, then I can proceed to act as if he's sane and rational. Which then means that according to Rav Moshe's analysis of faces, it should turn out that if he's a shaita l'dover echod, he's got some kind of irrational behavior that manifests itself in one particular area but no more, and doesn't affect his rationality in terms of inyonim of gerushin, he should be kosher l'nitzin l'saget, according to Rav Moshe. Whereas according to the Tzvua Shor, he's meshuka for everything. His shtus permeates every act, including the sinas haget. Then the only question is, are the three simonim of the Gemara daskia, or are the three simonim of the Gemara lav daskia? That's how Tesis should turn out according to Tzvua Shor and according to Rav Moshe. Which I'll simply give you my famous for, that are even more significant in many ways than the Shaila with regards to the Hilk of Eden. And that's what the obligations are vis-a-vis a Shaita, and whether it is mutter to be merafe the Shaita through Makolas Asurius, Kohena Betahena. Now that follows directly from the first Shaila, to a certain extent, because if you start with a Hanokkah, that Pshat Rambam is the Shaita l'dover echod, is a Shaita for all mitzvahs, then clearly, insofar as the Shaita himself is concerned, it comes to ask the Shaila, am I allowed to be Marafa myself with Makolas Asuris or Kedayim? You know, the Refua may be something else that involves an Avera that has nothing to do with Makolas Asuris. According to Ramesh's analysis of the Gemara, of the Rambam, then the Rambam sheet is, if your Shaita l'dover echod, and that interferes with the keem of a single mitzvah, you're putting four mitzvahs on Ruach HaTorah. So you, the Shaita who's coming to ask a Shaila, we're telling you, Mr. Shaita, you're putting four mitzvahs on Ruach HaTorah, and you can go do anything you want to be Merafi yourself. If, on the other hand, the Shaita is only a Shaita l'dover echod, and it doesn't interfere with his understanding of other inyonim, he himself, if he comes to ask the Shaila, he's still mechuyav mitzvahs, unless you start with some of the other Shitas and Rishonim to show that he's a Shaita l'chol dover. But the other implications are, of course, even if you're done him as a Shaita l'chol dover, l'gabi bal tachilum, and that's the often quoted in the Sam Sefer. The question of whether you could take a child whom everybody assumes was a Shaita and put him into an institution where they're going to feed him Makolas Asuris. And there, the Sam Sefer, there are three parts to the answer. The first part of the Sam Sefer says, hey, it's mutter because this isn't Bal Tachilu, it's only a grum. They're going to do it. You're not being here for Bal Tachilu. The second says, the Sam Sefer, that you can be over on Bal Tachilu, or be Michael and available to trace us to a Shaita, may Etzim Hadin, and he brings a Raya from the place of himself, which comes to in a moment, but says that you shouldn't do this for other reasons, because it's Gurim, Tinkum Halei, etc. That we'll talk about later. But the Sam Sefer brings a raya from the Tesis of Sochim and Teches. The Tesis of Sochim is a case where you have a kohen who has two apotropsim, and each one of them goes and makes his ward a molni on the korban pesach. Now the problem is, which korban is the kohen allowed to eat? So the Mishnah says he can eat whichever one he wants, and Tosfos has the kasha, but he's not a molni. To which Tosfos answers, and then El Yoifer on Bintema Ech Macha Pesach Shaloi Nuyov. Nihita Kot, Nechem of the Hill Saint, doesn't soon laugh Risha, Lasabas Kiyotayim is also, the place is by Marie, that the Kai Gavne, the Ike Chinuch, Mitzvah Shori, so it says, you can be for Kbal Tachilum, Litzayre Chinuch, or at least that's how the Sam Sefer analyzes the places, and the word places seem to say that. That Kbal Tachilum is only also when you want to give him the Shrots and the Veilus, Dumi, the Shrots and the Veilus. Al, but Kai Gavne, the Ike Chinuch, it's a chinuch mitzvah, and it's sure. It's a Sam Sefer that for purposes of chinuch, in this case, you're sending the child to this institution to be merapeh him. That's to be makana family mitzvah. So it should become mutsuvah mitzvah. There, Baal Tachilum is mutim ikra hadin, but he says, afal pikein mutzvah, since it's makalta sursan of even tamtin the lake, mutzvah shiyeh shaytik ol yomov, and nati rosh achas, and nati rosh akilush, which now mokim akilush o achas. The Tintum Olay is going to cause him to be in the Varian afterwards. And take the Sam Sefer Ketsukai, there are three steps here. First, it's not Baal Tachilum. B, Baal Tachilum is mut there in the case of the Shaita to be Merapahim, because that's like Chinuch, and therefore it's mutter on basis of the basis. And three, even though it's mutter, you shouldn't do it, because he'll end up, at least, Makot Asuris you shouldn't do. You'll end up with Tintum Olay. Other things, the Sam Sefer say yes. Other Averis, fine. You'll have to be Machal Shabbos for the refuah. The only way to get the refuah is to do a molotov 7 days a week, including Shabbos. If I have a Samsung with a time, that's Mutter. You have to give it to him, be a diet to do. Because that's not Makan for the way. That's all Mutter. The real Shabbos, yeah.
In the second step, this Kazayat is a Machal.
Right, right, absolutely. Comes out in the point, in the second. Now, the first. What's the right of Tintum Alev is worse than Kul Shabbos? It's not perfect. He says, Mutif Shiyeh, Shay to call Yomov, and not be. He coined it, yeah. And not be, Rosh Hashanah, with Nan Mokin. And that he coined it as a principle. And it gets a kind of an eight to Tzeza that he's giving, not a halacha. As a Psach, halacha says it's Mutif. I'll face the Tzeza, he says, don't do this. They're Chilkin. I don't know how much we've left time, but they're Chilkin. The first Chilkin, if you want the first Chilkin, is his ankle, the Sheva Sefer. The Sheva Sefer says that the Sam Sefer wasn't talking about a Sheva, and wasn't talking about a Rasul of the Sheva. He was talking about a child who was from Rambam Psoyim B'Yosef, and that this child was in Chuyiv and Mitzvah for Kol Adeis, to bring a Raiyiv. And the same thing he says, if they send him, they should take him out of Bar Mitzvah. And why take him out of Bar Mitzvah? Because then he goes to Chuyiv and Mitzvah. So he agrees to take him out, and he says that all of this that the Sam Sefer was saying was a kind of a melitza. He shouldn't be in this rapa and become an avarian. But that if you were dealing with a real shaita, he says the cure of the shaita to remain a pesi, says the Sheva Sefer, is worth it. And the Sam Sefer didn't mean it, that it's not worth it to be a rasha, to become at least a mechliz and mitzvah, the one he will be mekayim. And Rav Moshe also says that in the case of he changes it a little bit. He says Sam Sefer was talking only when there was a chance that you would be able to cure him. But when there's no chance of curing him, then certainly you can send him to the institution because he'll never become cured. Therefore, he'll never become a rosh. And I feel in Tim Soloimar that the Rebbeinu Shalom will do a nap and cure him in this institution. The Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't make Nisim halfway. If he cures him with Derech Nes, then he won't have a Leif Tumtum either. The Rebbeinu Shalom cured the Tumtum Haleif too. So you know, the to all intents and purposes, with a real Shaita, the Rambam disagrees, I'm sorry, with a real Shaita, Rebbeinu Shalom disagrees with the Rambam. And with a conversation. The Ramesh disagrees with the Sam Sefer with regard to a real Shaita, and the Sheva Sefer says that for a Shaita, the Sam Sefer never meant it in the first place. But for plenty what Negeya, the Tosfos, there are two Shitas that are certainly Chaylik and the Sam Sefer's analogy to Tosfos. First is the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch says that Tosfos is limited to this specific case. And the kasha that he asks is a simple kasha. And how can you be mechanic on an aveira? It doesn't make sense to be mechanic on an aveira. You're training a cotton to do mitzvahs. A cotton that's doing an aveira, the aveira is not a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah of aveira. This is the way you're mechanic a cotton. Says the chinuch, this is mitzvah chinuch, that you can't bow tachilum is also even with Torah chinuch. Hey, for no other reason than it's not chinuch, you're not mechanic of mitzvah chinuch. And even if you were to be mitzvah bow tachilum. In this case, there's no bal tachilum because this is about the only hechatimtze where if the cotton were to do this when he'd be a godel, it wouldn't be an aver. If he would be a godel, he'd be a monoid. The problem wouldn't have existed in the first place. It's only the apotropos that we man him, showing me that. Had he been a godel, he would have been the man himself in the korban pesach. Memele, since as a godel, he would be a kiyum, therefore as a cotton, there's no hechatimtze bal tachilum. But to give a cotton macholus asuris simply to be mechanism for a mitzvah, when those same macholus asuris would be also as a gobel, that the chinuch says is also. Memele, the Ram Sofer's application is incorrect, according to the mitzvah chinuch. I can't, for l'tzeirich chinuch, l'tzeirich in mechanism mitzvah to the refuah, give him macholus asuris. If he sees macholus asuris as a gobel, it's also. So I can't give him this as a cotton if when he were a godel I couldn't give it to him. According to Nisr Chinuch, it's certainly also to give a shreit and macholus asuris. So the Nisr of Baal Tachilum according to Nisr Chinuch. The other is the point that you made, although he doesn't speak about the Tosfos and doesn't speak about the Ram Sofer, but it seems to me that your chiluk is correct. That from taste, that's the only, that is no bat tachilum be'idne, that you're mechaying the mitzvah. If in the mitzvah I'm mechaying chinuch, then there's no bat tachilum. But who says that I can be mechaying, that I can want to be able bat tachilum as a kind of an extra mitzvah, so that later the cotton will be able to be mechaying the mitzvah, or later the shreit will be mechaying the mitzvah, if it's be'idne, maybe in Yochanan. If it's only the kind of a hechsher mitzvah, who says this? Luther, the Rebbe Yitzchok Pettenberger, in the pre-Yitzchok, without speaking about the Ram Sofer at all, makes precisely that distinction and says that he brings a raya that bal tachilum is also for hechsher mitzvah. Gemara in Erevin, Tebeis. The Gemara says that a cotton less than a ben vov, the eruv of the mother is automatically the eruv of the cotton, kind of an automatic eruv that he has. The Afikash, he says, "Hey, Marvin, Olivar Mitzvah. What's the error for to go here? The drosha of the coffin. What if the kid needs an error for altogether? What difference does it make? If he's got the mother's error, he doesn't have the mother's error. He has no error. Let the mother take him or the father take him. Chutzlutchum. It's Olivar Mitzvah. Elamai, Yitzbal Tachilum. I can't take the child by the hand and leave him chutzlutchum, despite the faces in suffering. Why? Because go he chutzlutchum to hear the drosha of the coffin." I'm presuming that the child can understand the drosh, otherwise it's not even a hechsher mitzvah. But no, the mitzvah Talmud Torah is going to be Makayim. But walking kut l'tum is only a hechsher mitzvah. For the hechsher mitzvah, I can't be over bal tachilum. I can only be over tachilum for the mitzvah itself. So that l'chura, the Prius talk is also connected to Frankfurt. There is also Rabbi Kivager in the Chiddush Rabbi Kivager in Maroche Ches. Rabbi Kivager there, Maroche Ches, says you can only give a cotton an Issur d'Rabbanon b'yodayim l'tzeirich chinuch. An Issur d'Raisa you can't give him l'tzeirich chinuch. He doesn't talk about this. He brings the raya, he says that you can give a cotton, a shefer on Shabbos, to be mechanachim l'tzeir shefer, you can let teach him how to blow, but that's only a d'Rabbanon. A deraisa, you can't give him. He's machal if he can the deraisa and the rabbonon. A rabbonon, I can give the cotton to yadayim. A deraisa, I can't give him the yadayim. There's a tshuva for the kiveger, which I don't know if they're compatible or not. You can be miyakavim, but it's a little bit difficult. The tshuva for the kiveger is a classic shaila of whether you can give a cotton something to carry on Shabbos. The kiveger says it's also about it's also. Says Rabbi Kivager, now that I said it's also, but we want an Asa, and they were concerned primarily with carrying a siddur, a mass of the shul, says only also, Lutheran Gobel, but Lutheran Cotton is all Mutter, so give the Cotton the siddur, the mass of the carrier so he can daven himself, and in shul, after he's finished davening, you'll take it from him, you'll let him daven a little bit, and you'll take it, or you'll daven together with him in the siddur. But sof kol sof, what are you being mapir here? You're being mapir a bal tachilu. You're giving the kid the seat of yadayim. It's not just you're not being moichin, you're letting the kid carry. You're giving him the yadayim to carry to the Beis HaKnesses. You're telling him to go and to carry in the Rishus HaRabim. And here he's dealing with a deraisa, and it's only the heksher. It's not the mitzvah itself. You're giving him the siddur to carry to the Beis HaKnesses, so they'll be able to daven there. Unless Rabbi Kideger, the miyashivit l'shitosa in the Kedush Rabbi Kideger Maroch Kes, the only way I can miyashivit is if he held that we don't have Rishus HaRabim in this manazeh. Or the Rishus HaRabim that he was talking about wasn't Rishus HaRabim, it was only a family. So it was only Yisrael Rabbanah. But otherwise, I see something of a stira between them. The only other point is the Chassam Sofer himself says that as part of this whole tshuva of his shayte, he says that mutashi shayte kol yomo v'nati rosh hashah hatis ne'amokin b'frat, there's no chiyuv to be for shayte to be merapi himself, to be machnis himself in the chiyuv mitzvahs. The Chassam Sofer starting with the hanokhe that there's no chiyuv to cure shayte. Even he should become mechuyev in this. But first of all, there's a Morgan of Rome. I forget where it is exactly. I can't find it right now. I thought it was in Shin Lamed. It's not in Shin Lamed. But the Morgan of Rome is in the Sukkot, whether you have to bring yourself to the day he is mitzvah. Somebody who's in a matzah, where he's not in Cleveland, in mitzvah, for whatever reason, is he mechuyev to take himself and be machnis himself in a situation where he has a chiyuv? He's a sufik, not a fraud. The Chassam Sofer assumes that the Dover Poshu is that if I'm now mufka, I don't have to bring myself with a chiyuv. And he says there's no obligation to bring myself with a chiyuv because of the chiyuv and mitzvah. Menela, there's no obligation to cure the shaytan. My second problem is that forget about the Chiyuv Mitzvah, Dal Chiyuv Mitzvah in the office, forget about the Mokhan Avraham. Everybody else, Lachur, seems to me to have the Chiyuv to be Merapid the Shaytan. Why is Shtus any different from a physical Machla? And in the physical Machla, there are umpteen mitzvahs. And if you go through all the Afraining, first of all, the Ramban, the Afra, the Afra Kamecha, applies not only to Kof Nefesh, but any Chayla. And the Demarche Leif, Cyrilson, says that there's a lisan, the Dam Reyecho, and the Hashem Vesoloi, Labdat could be Kornet. Hashem Vesoloi is easy to understand. And here it's literal. You're returning his chushim to him. You're returning his daftin. He's lost his daft. He says there's even a lisan, the Dam Reyecho. We find the time of Dam Reyecho in Afrenim for a moment. He says, you find it for moments of Kolshkin and Brius Haguf. So you've got all the general mitzvahs of refuah that should apply to a shaitan no less than to other forms of physical illness. So forget about all the other cheshbainis of mutav shia shaitan kol yomo. But everybody else has a chiv to be merapid shaitan because they have all these chiyuvim of refuah that are mutal on anybody who could possibly be merapid. And if it turns out that there's no ether to be merape with Isuri Achille or Kedema, or other Averis with the Sheikhs allowed to do, and I'm not Mitzuvan Bal Tachilum, so it's Chodra Dine, that I'm Chuyiv to be merape him in all of those ways, because I have the Mitzuv Refuah. I mean, this is Negea Lemaise, and that's not necessarily have a Maskrona, but you know, all these Shilas are Negea Lemaise, the psychiatrist who is now in the position of being merape the Sheikhs. But the only way he can be merapi him is a therapy that involves an aver of one kind or another. Is he allowed or even mechuyev to help the patient in the therapy that involves a nice aver? So is it totally in all of the shaitas? A, is he a shaita to start with? It depends on all the shaitas in the shaita of Avrecha, in what constitutes a shaita in for purposes of being the tzuvim mitzvahs. And B, if you assume that he is a shayte who is allowed to do these things with impunity, is there now an Isra of Baal Tachilum? And three, even if there is no Isra of Baal Tachilum, is it a good idea to be Merafahin through Isra Achila or in some other way? And there will divide. In Isra Achila, maybe the translation Kreshman. In other things, there isn't a translation Kreshman, but then you're left with the Shaila of Baal Tachilum for purposes of Refuah or for purposes of Chiluch, which is the various sheep is not bringing.